Today's scripture reading is taken from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God, look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. This is reading of the Word of God. Morning, I'm Veronica. I'm also the missions pastor. How are you in this circuit breaker period? I'm sure all of us have our stories to tell. No matter what challenges and difficulties we face at this time, take heart that God loves us and He knows our needs. The past 4 weeks' sermon have encouraged us to depend on God as we face the stresses and anxiety amid COVID-19. And to this message, we'll close up this mental health and stress series. Before we begin, let us commit this time to the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words speak forth from your servant's mouth will not return to you empty, but fulfill your purpose in the hearts of your people today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We all have dreams. I have mine too. I hope to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem alone for several months. I want to make it as a spiritual retreat with God. The thought of reliving the biblical places mentioned in the Bible excites me. I look forward to trek on the path that many pilgrims did and to recollect the Bible stories and visit the historical sites. It is a lovely dream, and it makes me very happy when I think about it. However, I know the challenges and difficulties I would face. The first foremost is the long flight hours. I am not sure whether I would survive more than 20 hours on the plane. Then I will come to many concerns about traveling and living alone in a strange country. I wonder how did the psalmist do it at the ancient time? Psalm 84 is a psalm of pilgrimage that focuses on the pilgrims on their journeys to God's temple in Jerusalem to celebrate one of the great festivals. At the time, people had to travel on foot and donkey cart for many days. The roads were terrible, and the valleys and mountains were many. They had to face the dangers of losing their lives to adverse weather, hunger, sickness, and even bandits. Despite the hostile environment and difficult circumstances, the pilgrims had set their hearts to worship God in a temple in Jerusalem. What had motivated them to persist? I think the secret lies in their perspective and experience of God. They see that God is mightier than their challenges and difficulties and is loving to them. As a result, they long to be in God's presence. My first point is the sweet moments of worship and prayer in God's presence. To the pilgrim or psalmist, God is called, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God in verse 3. Notice the language used to describe God, Lord of hosts, gives an image of a mighty warrior God who commands the heavenly armies. We read in Exodus chapter 14 that the warrior God destroyed the Egyptian armies in the Red Sea after Israel crossed it. So it pictures a fierce and powerful God who kills the enemies. But to God's people, this same God is a personal God to them, who is my King and my God. The use of the word my denotes an intimate relationship. So verse 3 points us to the intimate relationship between the mighty God and his people. This warrior God protects his people with loving kindness, but yet destroys their enemies with terror, and this attracts his people to his presence. Not only the pilgrims are attracted to dwell in God's presence, but also the sparrows and swallows, the birds in the air. Verse 3 says, even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. On the slide, you can see the pictures of Solomon's temple and the birds. The dwelling place, altars, and the courts of the Lord mentioned in this psalm are referred to God's temple, particularly the temple of Solomon. At that time, the temple was a massive structure with outer and inner courts surrounded by walls and buildings. Birds like sparrow and swallow would find easy to build its homes and nests within the temple complex. And the pilgrims could see the birds flying to and fro from their nests. So this imagery of sparrow and swallow has a wisdom connotation. If the birds in the air can make their home at God's temple to find its protection, how much more should God's people be able to do so? Because the pilgrim knows who God is to his people, so he finds it safe and enjoyable to dwell, worship, and pray in God's house. This sentiment is expressed in verses 1 and 2. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. It is this longing desire for such an intimate relationship with a great and loving God who protects and loves them, which draws the pilgrim to worship and pray in God's presence. This delight in God's dwelling place is also a physical, emotional, and spiritual one. That's why the Purim calls those who dwell in God's presence as the blessed one. In verse 4, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. It is crucial for us to feel the sentiment or emotion of this psalmist. How? Just recollect our courtship experience with our spouse or even our boy or girlfriends. Now, if we do not have such experiences, try to to recollect our infatuation experience with someone we like very much, or a K-pop idol. In such experiences, we long to see each other. You were happy and excited to be together, and even there was nothing to do. We felt the person was so lovely like an angel, so tough like the X-Men. We felt safe and comfortable, and we enjoy each other's presence. So it is this kind of sweet feeling that makes us happy, joyful, and we wanted more of it. It is with this similar emotion that the psalmist writes Psalm 84. Have we experienced such sweetness when we spend time worshiping and praying to God? I have. I usually worship God by playing worship songs for 1 to 2 hours daily. It helps to remove mind distractions and create a peaceful atmosphere to focus on God before I pray. I find very ministering when the songs remind me of God, of who God is to me, especially during my difficult period. I experience the unspeakable joy of God's love in His presence that gave me hope to move on despite my difficulty. With such sweet moments with God, it always draws me closer to Him. So it is my prayer for us that we will experience such sweet moments in our worship and prayer to God. May we grow closer to Him. My second point is that God's divine strength is in His presence and in the community of believers. The psalmist has a God-word perspective when he writes Psalm 84. To him, God is his king and God who loves and protects him. It is with such awareness that the psalmist finds hope in God and he pens the joys and challenges of his pilgrim journey to Jerusalem in the next few verses. Verses 5 to 7 say, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion." Verse 5 points out to where true happiness is. Happy are those whose strength is in God. In other words, those who have set their hearts to follow God will experience blessing and strengthening. And God's people need this strengthening because following God's way is not easy. The Valley of Baca in verse 6 refers to the Valley of Tears. It is dry and barren land. It implies that the journey to God's temple in Judaism is challenging. The pilgrim people needed God's strength on the way to overcome the long distances, challenging terrain, and all other dangers traveling in the ancient road. We are like these pilgrims on our journeys with God as well. We face our valleys of Baca, and they frighten us. Just as the original pilgrims needed God's help to reach Jerusalem, so also we need God's strength to go on in our walk with Jesus. But be encouraged, as we set our hearts to follow Jesus, God promises that we will find strength in His presence. God's strengthening will transform our valley of Baca to streams and pools of blessing. We know that we will not be free from the troubles of this world. And no matter how dry and barren is our situation now, God has given us His gift of divine strength to overcome and complete the pilgrimage where others may have given up along the way. God's divine strength empowers us to live in the streams of blessing at such a time like this and finish well. All of us face challenges and difficulties in our lives, especially amid the COVID-19 situation. And this may either draw us away or closer to God. I had a challenging experience of about 6 years ago when my father just diagnosed with cancer. At the time, I was a primary caregiver and I was not working for 2 months. Now, to make matters worse, I had no more savings. The financial stresses and worries that I endured were great. I learned to find strength in God's presence to endure all this through worshiping and praying. As I reflected, this experience had developed into a burden for those who are in need. My heart goes out to those who worry about bringing food to their family table and paying their essential bills. I will do what I can to find resources to help these people. So God's strength not only has enabled me to endure my circumstances and emotions, but it has also empowered me to help others in need. God's strengthening has transformed my valley of Baca to streams of blessing. Indeed, it is God's blessing. Whatever our challenges and difficulties now, let us stay close to God. Let us find strength by worshiping and praying to God who loves and protects us. So let us keep to our quiet time with God every day. Extend it if necessary. Find a private space with God if we do not have. Let us also be watchful that we will not become complacent in our walk. It takes time to build on a strong spiritual foundation. And it is important because we know that there will be more challenges ahead of us. The pandemic is not over yet, and its enormous impact on the world and us is progressively surfacing around us. These valleys of Baca frighten us. We need God's divine strength to empower us to endure these circumstances and emotions to follow God's way. Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9 say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." These verses tell us that God's ways are better than ours. God does things uniquely. So we can expect God to do the things according to our methods. Even we do not understand His doings, we still need to trust God that He knows the best for His people. For He is our King and our God who loves and protects us. If the sparrow and swallow can make their home at God's temple to find its protection, how much more we as God's people be able to do so? So let us find time to be with God, to find protection and strength in His presence. Let us imitate the psalmist in verses 8 to 9 to pray to God, who is our shield. Romans chapter 5 verses 3 to 4 say, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. We know that after each trial and suffering, we will become spiritually and emotionally stronger. We will become more like Christ. So let us press on together to follow Jesus in such a time like this. When we have emotional resilience, we will be more prepared for the challenges ahead of us. Good news is that we will overcome the valleys of Baca that come our way with God's strength. Amen. God will enable us from strength to strength to finish well. Let us recommit ourselves today to follow Jesus at such a critical time. Not only that we can find God's strength in our own time with God, but also when two or three believers gather together. Remember that Psalm 84 sets in the background where the psalmist was on his journey to God's temple to celebrate one of the great festivals in Jerusalem. It was likely the Feast of Tabernacle, and many pilgrims would be present as well. You can see the picture on the slide. So the psalmist not only yearns to worship God in the temple, but also eagers to meet with the other pilgrims as well. Just like us, we attend church on Sundays to worship God together with other Christians. I would not like to be myself worshiping God in this big sanctuary. Then after service, we look forward to the fellowship with small groups of believers at the canteen. In such gatherings, we find strength to each other in God's presence. Matthew chapter 18, 20 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." This verse speaks of God's presence dwell within a group of believers gathered together. Like in church service, cell group, prayer meeting, and small group of Christians meeting together. So we need to connect with the Christian community. God has planned at the beginning for his people to gather together to encourage each other. Having said this, do you miss church? Do we miss each other's presence in church? I do. So let us press on. Even we cannot meet physically, but we still can connect to the church via the online service, attend cell groups online, and connect with other believers through phone as well. So let us stay connected with each other and bear each other's burden at such a time like this, for this is the will of God for us. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ." Let us be courageous to be vulnerable and share our struggles and difficulties and pray for each other. We will find strength in God's presence in the community of believers. I am an introvert, if you do not know. If I have a choice, I will choose to avoid people. But in this circuit breaker period, I have a new self-awareness. As you know, pastors have been working from home since end of March. For me, the ministry has slowed down much. And I am still learning to adjust to working from home. Initially, it was a pleasant pace of life in our workaholic culture. But after a few weeks, I noticed I experienced a range of emotions, I felt frustrated, sad, anxious, joyful, and calm. I thought the inconveniences of working from home, lesser activities, and coop up at home contributed to these emotions. And I observed that after each online connection with my ministry's core teams, cell group, or even small groups of believers, sharing and praying together, I felt my battery charged up significantly, and I was thrilled and not able to go to sleep. Then not long ago, I took a personality test for fun. Let me show you the personality result on the slide. The result indicates that I am a people person and I enjoy working with others. When I first looked at the result, I doubted. But now, after further reflection, I realize that I need to be with people, especially with believers, because I draw strength from you. Can you believe it for an introvert like me? And I am not surprised because God has created us to be with people. That's why He has put us in a community in the church. Let us stay connected by sharing and praying for one another because we need each other at such a time like this. We have heard that we are blessed when we spend time in God's presence. And we are blessed when our strength comes from God and a community of believers. My third point is, we hope in God that all will be well despite the difficult circumstances. The psalmist reinforces his longing in verse 10 in Psalm 84, declaring that it is better to be in the presence of God than anywhere else. He would rather be a doorkeeper in God's house than to remain with those who do not worship God. During the festival, long queues of worshippers were waiting to enter the temple complex to make sacrifices for their sins. The psalmist emphasized that it is better to be here waiting to enter the compound as an act of devotion to God than to be with those who refuse to worship God. Verse 10 challenges us to think about our lifestyle's priority. Due to the circuit breaker period, we cannot have any physical meetings. At such a time like this, we have many distractions that can draw us away from God. Online platforms are beneficial, particularly when we work from home, but they can become our main distractions as well. Just count the number of hours we spend each day online doing non-spiritual activities, like long hours of watching movies, playing games, meetings, and others. The challenge then is, will we set a tight time reading the Bible and praying, attending online service, prayer meeting, and cell group as an act of devotion and commitment to God? The psalmist closes the psalm with a beatitude in verse 12, stating, "Blessed is the one who trusts in you." And he speaks of the hope that all will be well despite the difficult circumstances. He mentions three blessings follow the blessed one in verse 11 that give the confidence that God will work out for them. Verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good things does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Firstly, God is a sun and shield for his people. These two images speak of light and protection respectively. God provides the light, that is wisdom, that need to live life. And in all situations, God watches over and protects his people. Secondly, God grants favor and glory to those who follow his ways and worship him sincerely. Thirdly, God generously provides everything we need to able to walk in his ways. All these assurances provide confidence that God is our ever-present help throughout our journey with him. Let us be encouraged. God is the Lord of hosts who rules and controls the universe, and he is in control of our circumstances. He is our King and God who provides all our needs and help us as we seek sincerely to follow his ways despite our struggles. All this motivates us powerfully to pray and to bring all our concerns and difficulties at God's feet. And our God, who gives good things generously towards his people, will make everything well for us. Let us trust God wholeheartedly, and we will overcome all the valleys of Baca with God's divine strength. And we will live in the streams of blessing in God's ways in such a time like this, and finish well. In closing, we need to remember that God desires to bless us even in difficult times when we seek him earnestly through prayer. In response, I would like us to read a pledge today in the presence of God and the church to recommit ourselves to prayer despite our struggles. The pledge is on the screen. Let us read together. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, you are my sun and shield. Now I recommit to prioritize my time for prayer. May this be a sweet hour of prayer in your divine presence. In Jesus' name I pledge. Amen.